This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Hewlett-Packard says fraud is behind the big quarterly loss it unveiled this morning. The computing company says it's writing down $9 billion because of what it calls financial misrepresentations by a company it acquired last year. Neil McDonald follows HP as an analyst with Gartner. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So almost $9 billion. This is an enormous cost to HP. Do we know much of anything about what happened here?
Well, what HP has stated is that they have evidence of fraudulent misconduct, and that as a result, they overpaid for autonomy when they acquired them last year for $10 billion, and that they have turned their findings over to the SEC in the U.S. and the equivalent in the U.K. called the SFO. For further investigation and possible criminal prosecution.
So it's some combination of fraud and this isn't quite working out anyway.
Exactly. It's a combination of both.
Meg Whitman took over as CEO not too long ago, hoping to put the company on a better course. So putting the fraud aside here, is there any good news to speak of at HP?
Sure. You have to look past the headlines and look into the financials. And there are areas of bright spots that have been overlooked by the headlines. Year over year, revenue's up 14% and quarter over quarter up 20%. So another bright spot. And in their server division, Hyperscale, which is the cloud component of server infrastructure, also had growth. But as you can imagine, these pockets of growth are overshadowed by the top line, which is all about autonomy in this $8.8 billion write-down.
And, of course, there are sales of computers and printers and those kinds of things, and not a ton of good news there.
It's good news and bad news. And good news is HP is a leader in printers. HP is a leader in servers. HP is number one or number two in PCs, neck and neck with Lenovo. But, as you've correctly pointed out, those markets are contracting, and HP needs to find new sources of revenues, such as tablets, which HP has launched. But it's too soon to have had an impact in this quarter's earnings.
Neil McDonald is an analyst with Gartner. Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you.